I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. Welcome to Module 11. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you advanced astral creative visualization. Now let's take each of those words and break them down so that you know exactly what you're going to be learning in this module. Again, it's called advanced astral creative visualization. Well, advanced means it's going to be an enhanced version of what you already learned in the basic astral projection program. Astral means that you're going to be doing this in your astral body. Creative visualization is the process of generating from your imagination ideas that you want to have happen in reality. And as you've already learned in this program, ideas have power, and ideas actually are real already. So let's take a look further at advanced astral creative visualization. The purpose of this module is so that you can visualize events and objects that have not yet happened or manifested in your life in order to make them happen or manifest. So let's jump right in and get you up and running with the techniques that are going to change your life. You already have a lot of life-changing techniques in this program. The techniques in this module are going to change your life in such a way that you are going to bring things into your life. You've been developing skills for astral maneuvering, skills for telepathy, and so forth, and you've even developed skills for creating things in the astral world. Now you're going to create things and situations in the three-dimensional world. So we're bringing this to your everyday life now. From the astral world, you're going to create things and situations. You're going to manifest them in the three-dimensional world. Now, I talked previously about the idea of moving three-dimensional objects from the fourth dimension and how that's generally frowned upon. So this module is not designed to teach you to do that, to levitate objects from the fourth dimension and so forth. What it is designed to do is to help you manifest objects in the three-dimensional world, to manifest them in your life. Now, when we look at the word manifest, realize that it doesn't necessarily mean create. So whereas in the astral world, if you want to create something, you can create it out of astral particles. Any astral particles that are not otherwise doing something can come together to form whatever it is that you want to form. In the three-dimensional world, scientists are actually working on that, and that technology is called fabrication, creating something out of nothing. And the scientists who work on fabricators feel that they are very close to creating a machine that can sit on your desktop and create anything that you want. Let's say, for example, you want to create a baseball. The fabricator will be able to do that, but they're not there yet. Realize that with this program, you are jumping far ahead of even modern-day physics because you're realizing that you do not need to create something. The things that you want from this world already exist in this world. Let's say, for example, that you want a car. Odds are the car that you want exists somewhere in the world. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know about it. So manifesting it into your life is not a matter of creating it at all. It's a matter of getting it into your life and getting you to be the owner of that object. That's the difference between manifestation and creation. You create in the fourth dimension using the astral particles. You manifest in the third dimension based on your creations in the fourth dimension. I want you to realize that I'm not talking about instantly manifesting anything. So for example, you can manifest a car in the third dimension by creating it in the fourth dimension, but it's not going to happen instantly. In the third dimension, there are certain limitations. Things take time. In the fourth dimension, you can almost get spoiled because things happen instantly. You can communicate instantly with someone, and you can even bring that into the third dimensional world because you are communicating with your spirit. Your fourth dimensional soul is communicating with someone else's fourth dimensional soul even when you are in your body. You are still able to use the telepathy made possible by the fourth dimension. However, when it comes to situations such as manifesting, things take a little bit longer in the third dimension. So, this requires you to develop patience. What you manifest in the fourth dimension is going to take a little while to happen in the third dimension. How long, you may ask? Usually it's a matter of weeks. In my experience, it's about 6 weeks. But the answer for you may be different. It may happen more quickly. It may happen more slowly. You're going to find out. By applying the techniques that you learn in this program, you're going to quickly and easily find out just how long it takes for you to manifest in the third dimension. Now, I'd like to explain to you how we're going to proceed in this module. We're going to use a number of different techniques and combine them together to make a powerful technique. So, first thing I want to teach you is visualization using the swish pattern from NLP. And you may wonder, what did he just say? Let me say it again. Visualization using the swish pattern from NLP. Well, you already know what visualization is. And here specifically, of course, we're talking about creative visualization, using your powers of imagination to create an image in your mind that is actually going to happen in your everyday life. It's actually going to come true. But we're going to involve some NLP, some neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming is actually a large body of information from which we can take certain techniques. When working with clients, I use two main categories of techniques. One would be hypnotherapy techniques. The other would be NLP techniques, neuro-linguistic programming techniques. Hypnotherapy techniques are made possible by relaxing someone into a state of tranquil calmness and then telling them they're going to be successful in whatever it is that they're working on. That's hypnotherapy. And you have many hypnotherapy recordings as part of this program. NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, is essentially a way to create relationships in a person's mind. For example, if you're driving down the street and you see flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror, you would associate that with some potential challenges. Perhaps a police officer is pulling you over, or perhaps they're going to just go around you because they're interested in pulling over somebody else, or they're just on their way to the scene of an accident. But at any rate, when you see those blue lights in the rearview mirror, it causes a psychological and physiological reaction. Your body starts to react, and you start to emotionally react, thinking, oh my goodness, is it me they're pulling over? This is based on your association. You know, even if you've never been pulled over, that people get pulled over by the police. And it's not always a pleasant experience. Certainly the officers are going to be polite and friendly and so forth, but generally it's for a negative reason. So your body begins to react physiologically. Your heart rate goes up, your breathing goes up, you begin to perspire, you begin to worry. So physiologically and psychologically, a number of negative changes happen. This is because we're conditioned. Well, NLP is actually a lot more than this. It's a lot more robust in its depth than just simple associations such as this. But if I were to sum up NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, I would say it's a way of reassigning associations. We could, using NLP, cause you to become very relaxed when you saw those flashing blue lights in the rearview mirror by using NLP techniques. So since you can easily cause associations to happen and to change using NLP, we're going to use it in this module to help you create a new association. And let me explain exactly what I'm talking about. You have many possibilities for your future, but in order to simplify it so that we can use this technique, I'm going to suggest to you that there are two possibilities for your future. There is the probable future, which is what will probably happen. If you continue living your life the way you've been living it, you will probably get certain results. Now, I don't know you or how you've been living your life, but if you continue doing what you've been doing, good or bad, right or wrong, doesn't matter. You realize that you're on a certain path. It's going somewhere. Something is probably going to happen. For example, if you're in college and you're going to graduate, you're probably going to look for a job in your field afterwards. If you're interested in buying a house, you're probably going to buy a house. If you're married and your relationship is stable, you're probably going to be married a year from now. So the probable future is fairly easy to track. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's probably going to happen. There's a good chance it will happen. So we'll call that the probable future. Then there is what I call the astrally generated future. This is the future that gets really interesting. This is the future that you create. So whereas things have been going along in a certain path and you look to the future and you say, well, that looks interesting, but I'd really like to create something much more powerful for my future. The astrally generated future is what I'd like to introduce you to. That's the future that you will create by using the techniques in this module. And all it requires is for you, in your astral body, to visualize the future you would like to have. That is your astrally generated future. So, I want you to have two pictures in your mind, and I'm going to give you different categories for these pictures. I want you to have a picture, for example, of the house you'll probably live in, or the home you'll probably live in, a year from now. And then I want you to have a picture in your mind, you don't need to draw this, just in your mind, of the house or home you'd like to live in a year from now. And then I'd like you to do the same with your vehicle, if you drive a vehicle, or if you want to drive a vehicle. So the vehicle you will probably drive a year from now, have that picture in your mind, and then have a picture in your mind of the vehicle you'd like to drive in a year. Now, this is not a program about materialism and how to get things and how to be richer and so forth. That's not what we're after here. This is a spiritual program. But this part of the program has a very strong ability to allow you to manifest things in your life. Now, my understanding is that you're going to be able to manifest these things and use your manifested objects and situations, because you can manifest situations as well, you're going to use them for the greater good, meaning they're not just going to serve you, they're going to serve everyone around you. Everyone's going to benefit from what you create. So if you go into this selfishly, realize you reap what you sow. Karma has a way of coming back at you. The law of attraction works in every situation. So you put out positive things, you get back positive things. You put out negative things and selfish things, and that's what you get back. So think about positive things. Sure, you can have the house you want. Sure, you can have the car you want. Think about how it's going to benefit everyone else. Perhaps it's going to be something as straightforward as you being the example. You showing a positive example through that car or that house of how people can manifest, of how people can use advanced astral creative visualization and get what they want. And then you can teach others. That's a positive purpose. But you just having a nice house and nice car so you can show off, that's really not a positive purpose. So always think about your intention when you go into things. The next category I want you to think about is your ideal mate. Now, maybe you're already in a relationship. If you are, and you are going to stay in that relationship, then I encourage you, rather than thinking about your probable future a year from now with that person, and then your astrally generated future as being with someone else, if you really want to be with the person you're with right now anyway, then look at it this way. Your probable future a year from now, and for each of these, I'd like you to look forward a year. It doesn't mean it's going to take a year, but it means that in a year, you're going to have it. Could happen tomorrow, but a year from now, you'll still have it. So your probable future, let's say you're with someone. You don't want to change. You don't want a new mate. Your probable future a year from now is the two of you together doing certain things, having a certain level of fun, having a certain level of connection. Your astrally generated future with them can be you two having a deeper connection, a more loving bond, more understanding of each other, traveling more. Really getting to know each other at a very deep spiritual level. Or, if you're not with anyone, your probable future is that that may very well continue. Your astrally generated future can be you're with the ideal mate. Let's take a third scenario. Since relationships are very popular, maybe you're with someone right now you'd rather not be with. Your probable future is that if you don't do anything, you're going to be with them a year from now, and you may very well be miserable. Your astrally generated future can be that you've left them and you found your ideal mate, and the two of you are sharing at a very deep level and exploring and having fun, and everything is wonderful. Next category is bank account. Again, this is not a program about materialism, but one of the best ways to demonstrate to yourself that this works is through numbers, things that you can see and count. I can look at my bank account and I can see if it's changed since yesterday. I can see if it's gone up or down. So can you. So your probable future is your bank account at a certain level, or your investments at a certain level. Your astrally generated future is your bank account or your investments at a different level, at a higher level. And again, I urge you to be careful. You're not amassing money and wealth just for the sake of having more things. You're amassing them, you're gathering them, you're pooling your resources, you're building your wealth because positive ideas. For me, it's a matter of wanting to be able to do more for the world. It's a matter of wanting to have the resources to go where I want to go, to talk to people about hypnotherapy and astral projection. So make sure that your purposes serve the greater good. The next category would be the type of friends you have. The probable future is, if you keep doing things the way you're doing them, you'll have a certain type of friends in a year. And if you enjoy the type of friends you have and you don't want to change that, that's fine. But your astrally generated future can be whatever you want it to be, whatever friends you'd like to have. Perhaps you'd like different friends or different types of friends. It's up to you. Next category is your job or career. Your probable future is, if you keep doing what you're doing now, you'll be doing that in a year. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. For me, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. And a year from now, I hope that I have the honor of still doing it. My astrally generated future is the same as my probable future. But maybe you want to change. Maybe you're in a situation where you have a job or career and you want to change. Your astrally generated future would be different then. What is your ideal job or career? So now you have the categories that I want you to look at, but let's look at them in more detail before we combine the swish pattern and creative visualization in our astral bodies. That's a lot to combine. And I'm going to explain the swish pattern from NLP in detail after you do this next exercise. But let's continue setting up for this exercise. So we've got those categories. And by the way, after you've gone through these categories, you can go on to create your own categories. There are probably some categories you would like to work on in your life that I didn't cover. But we're going to look at house, car, mate, bank account, type of friends, and job. Because these are easy subjects to look at. They're easy because you can see the changes very easily, as opposed to picking categories such as how you feel about yourself or your level of spiritual development or things that are less easy to measure. I have chosen categories that are easy to measure. You can easily see if you've gotten the house you want. You can easily see if you've got the car you want or the mate you want or the bank account you want or the type of friends you want or the job you want. It's a little more challenging to gauge how far you've developed spiritually or how happy you are or how much inner peace you have reached. But I encourage you to use those categories as well and any others that you want. But for purposes of demonstration, I want you to work on the categories that I've mentioned because they're going to demonstrate to you that this works. Once you see those things showing up in your life, you're going to have evidence, undeniable evidence, that this works. And so is everyone around you. Because when you have the house you want and the car you want, you see it, you feel it, you touch it, you are in it, and everyone around you experiences it as well. So it becomes evidence for you and the world. Evidence is important as we progress spiritually. We want to see evidence of our progress. So let's take each of these individually. What I'd like you to do, either now or when you have a moment, is to find yourself in your three-dimensional body. So this is one of the times in this program when you're not encouraged to be in your four-dimensional astral body. And I'd like you to have a pen and paper in front of you. I find, as an educator, that when we write something down, it's much more powerful than if we type it. If we type it, we go through minimal efforts. In fact, all efforts are similar. When we type letter A on a keyboard, it's the same as typing letter Z. You may use different fingers, but it's essentially the same motion. When you write the letter A or write the letter Z, it's a very different motion. We have different symbols for every letter of the alphabet. But when it comes to typing, it's all the same. You're just typing a key. You'll use different fingers, but it's not as if you have one finger for every letter of the alphabet. So writing something out is better than typing it out because it imprints more thoroughly on your brain. There are more steps, it's more elaborate, takes more time, so therefore it imprints more thoroughly. Also, it makes it more of a kinesthetic experience. You're moving to do it. You're moving more than just a keystroke. So I want you actually to have six pieces of paper. Now, if you want to conserve paper, I respect that. You can take a sheet of notebook paper and tear it into six pieces. They don't have to be equal. I recommend that they're not in odd shapes, but they don't have to be equal in size. So take a sheet of paper and make six sheets of paper out of it, or just use six sheets of paper. On one side of the first piece of paper, I want you to write the word house. On one side of the next piece of paper, I want you to write the word car. On one side of the next piece of paper, I want you to write the word mate, M-A-T-E. On one side of the next piece of paper, I want you to write the words bank account / investments. On one side of the next piece of paper, I want you to write the phrase type of friends, type of friends. And on one side of the next piece of paper, I'd like you to write the word job / career. So you have house, car, mate, bank account / investments, type of friends, and job / career. Six different pieces of paper, six different categories. Now for each one of these, I've already asked you to visualize your probable future and your astrally generated future. However, we went through the list rather quickly. I want you to get a more thorough picture now of each of these. You've already had a run through. You've already had a little bit of practice a few moments ago going through this list and visualizing to some degree what each item will probably look like, and what you'd like each item to look like. But now we're going to do it in a little more detail. I want you to take the first piece of paper and hold it in front of you and look at it. It says house. And now I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine your house or apartment or condo or whatever living situation you are in. Even if it's not your house, that's fine. Just wherever you live. And visualize the probable future. What is it probably going to look like a year from now? For each of these, we're looking 1 year into the future. Okay? What is it probably going to look like? Now, we don't want to spend too much time on the probable future because our goal is not to make that a reality. Our goal is to just look at it and see what it might be. What we're aiming for is to make the astrally generated future a reality. So now I'd like you to let go of that. Just open your eyes, let that go. Close your eyes again, and only do this if you're not driving, by the way. If you're driving, of course, you would do all of this later, writing and closing your eyes and so forth. You never close your eyes while you're driving. And I want you to visualize your ideal home a year from now. Right now, we're not concerned with the astrally generated part of this. That will come later. But I want you to visualize your ideal home a year from now. And I'm going to be silent now, and I'm going to play some relaxing music for you. And as I do this, and as you listen to it, just allow your mind to go blank, and then to create your perfect home 1 year from now. What color will it be? What colors will it be? How will it be decorated? Who will be there? Where will it be? How many windows? How many doors? Just get as much detail as possible. I'm going to give you a full minute to work on this. Okay, go ahead. Now you've got an image of your ideal house, your ideal home, the ideal place you will live. Now what I want you to do is on the back of that piece of paper, on one side you wrote house, on the back of that piece of paper, I want you to write down any resistance you had. You know what resistance is. Resistance is that feeling that comes into our minds and into our hearts and says, wait a minute, this is just me dreaming. I know I want this, but it's out of my reach. It's not going to happen for me. It's just something beyond what I should have or what I deserve or what I could have. It's outside of the realm of possibility for me. That's what resistance is. And resistance really is you trying to keep yourself safe. It's your subconscious mind saying, wait a minute, you don't want to go for that. It's going to cause some sort of pain. Either you'll feel that you're taking away from somebody else by having too much, or that you don't really deserve it, or that people look down on you for having too much. So resistance is all of those things, all of those concepts, all wrapped into one feeling of maybe it's not going to happen for me. So on the back of that piece of paper, write down any resistance that came up for you. Write down any feelings of negativity that came up. Any of the ones I just discussed or any other ones that came up. Do this now as I'm silent. I'm going to be silent and let you write. Do this now as I'm silent. Write down any resistance you had. Okay, so you had 30 seconds of me playing some relaxing music for you, letting you write about your resistance, about your house. Let's move on now to the car. I want you to hold that piece of paper in front of you that says car on it. Let house go. Let's look at car now. And I want you to think just for a moment about the probable car or vehicle that you will have a year from now. Now, if any of these don't pertain to you, for example, if you just don't want to have a vehicle or just don't want to have a mate, or for whatever reason you don't want to have a job or career, perhaps you're a student, that's fine. So if any of these categories don't apply to you, just sit them out and wait for the next one. But let's look at car right now. Car means just vehicle, motorcycle, car, van, truck. Car is just something that you wrote there to remind you of the vehicle you'll be driving. And I want you to look at the future, the probable future. A year from now, just close your eyes. Think about what kind of car you'll have a year from now. Not the kind of car you want to have, but the kind of car you'll probably have. Everything keeps going the way it's been going. Maybe it's a great car. Maybe in some of these situations, the probable future is really great, but maybe it's not. The purpose of this exercise is to make sure that everything's great. Okay, so open your eyes, let that go. Now what I want you to do, and by the way, if it is great already, just keep going through the exercise. That's fine. There's certainly not a problem at all with that. But now what I want you to do is to close your eyes again. I'm going to play 1 minute of music again. And I want you to think about your ideal car. What car would you really like to drive? Remember, whatever you think about, you can manifest. So it doesn't have to be within your budget. The universe doesn't know anything about your budget, doesn't know anything about the money you think you should have and you've limited yourself to. It doesn't know anything about those limits. The universe just responds to what you ask for. So remember your intentions. Keep your intentions pure. This is for the greater good. This is not a car that you're driving around in order to make everyone else feel bad about themselves. This is a car that's an example of what people can get when they really focus on manifestation. Or perhaps there's another positive spiritual purpose you have for manifesting this car. But as I'm silent, I want you to think about your ideal car. There are no limits. It doesn't have to be super fancy if you don't want it to be, but it can be because it's whatever you want. Okay, so I'm going to play some music for a minute for you. Clear your mind first. And then, in your mind, build your ideal car. Imagine it in great detail, inside and outside. How fast it goes, what color it is, the features it has. Perhaps it'll have some features that haven't even been invented yet, because a year from now, a lot could change. So use your imagination. That's what this is all about, your imagination. So do this now, as I'm silent. Open, I want you to turn that piece of paper over that said car, and I want you to write down any resistance you had as you were imagining what came up for you. I don't deserve it. I'll never get it. This car doesn't even exist yet. I don't know if it ever will. I can't afford it. I can't. I shouldn't. Write down all those things, all those negative things. Just write them all down. Get them all out on the paper. Do this now as I'm silent for 30 seconds. I'm going to play some relaxing music for you. I want you to write down all of the resistance that came up for you concerning your ideal car. What has been standing in your way? Let's get it all out on the paper. Do this now as I'm silent for the next 30 seconds. Okay, good. Now let that go. Let go of car. And let's pick up the piece of paper that says mate. Pick that up and look at it. Mate. This means the person that you're going to be with. Now, perhaps you're in a dating situation and you want to have a variety of mates. You can tailor this to whatever situation you are in or you want to be in. But generally speaking, I find when working with people that they want that one special person. They want that person to share with, to go deeper with, to explore with, to have fun with, to learn about themselves with. So whatever your situation is, that's fine. But I want you now to close your eyes and just briefly imagine your probable future. Who are you probably going to be with? Or what type of person are you probably going to be with if you keep doing things the way you're doing them? 1 year from now. Remember, it's always 1 year from now. You just imagine them. Okay, good. Now open your eyes and let that go. Remember, we're not trying to dwell on that. We're just looking at it, getting a glimpse of it. We don't want to create that in our lives, so we're not dwelling on that. So now I want you to close your eyes. And as I'm silent, I'm going to play a minute of music for you. Again, I want you to imagine your ideal mate. Do this now. You had. Oh, I don't deserve that person. Oh, they'll never be attracted to me. Oh, I don't know if it'll work out. Write down every bit of that resistance, all the can'ts and won'ts and shouldn'ts and all of that negativity. Get it all out on the paper. Imagine as you're writing it down that it's just draining from your soul. You're just getting rid of it. Okay, do this now as I'm silent. Good. Now let go of mate and pick up the piece of paper that says bank account / investments. And I want you to close your eyes and just think about how much money you're going to have in the bank, probably, if you continue doing things the way you've been doing them, or what your investments will look like. Okay, just get a quick snapshot and open your eyes and let that go. And now the fun part, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about, as I play music for you, I want you to think about your ideal bank account and or your ideal investments. What will that number be? How many houses will you have? How many stocks and bonds and what will you have? And think about it in great detail. Do this now as I'm silent.
Thank you.
open your eyes and flip over that paper and write down any resistance you had. Oh, I'll never have that money. Oh, I don't deserve that money. Oh, I've got all these bills. I can't save that kind of money. Write down all that resistance you had for the next 30 seconds as I'm silent. Okay, good. Now let go of bank account and investments, and let's focus on type of friends. Interesting category, type of friends. Close your eyes and think about the type of friends you'll probably have a year from now. Probably have some friends you've had for a long time. Probably meet some new friends. What type of friends will they mostly be? Okay, open your eyes and let that go. And now I want you to close your eyes, and I'm going to be silent for the next 60 seconds, and I want you to visualize in as much detail as possible the type of friends you want to have. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to let go of all your childhood friends and all the good friends you have now and trade them in for a completely new set of friends and get rid of them and never talk to them again. That's not what this is about. This is about you expanding your friend base. Some of them should go. I'm sure you have some people in your life with whom you should probably not associate anymore. You could do a little weeding in the garden, if you will. But perhaps you're one of those fortunate people who has all wonderful friends, and you just want more wonderful friends, or you want to keep those same wonderful friends. Whatever the situation is that you want to have happen a year from now, I want you to visualize it in as much detail as possible. Who are these people? You may not even know many of them yet. What kind of jobs do they have? What do they look like? What sort of hobbies do they have? What sort of things do they talk about? What are their interests? Visualize all of these things as I'm silent. Flip over that paper, type of friends, and I want you to write any resistance you had. Oh, I don't deserve those types of friends. Oh, I want to hang around them, but they're not going to hang around me. Oh, I don't have enough money to associate with those types of people. I don't know if it'll all work out. Write down any resistance you had. Do this now, as I'm silent. Okay, great. Now let go of friends for now. Let's focus on job/career. What kind of a job or career are you going to probably have a year from now? Close your eyes and think about it, okay? What type of job or career you're going to have? If you keep doing things the way you've been doing them, what type of job or career will you have a year from now? Okay, good. Now open your eyes and let that go. And now as I'm silent for the next 60 seconds, I want you to think about the job or career you'd like to have a year from now. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's just a better job in the same company. Maybe it's the same job with more money and more benefits. Maybe it's the same job and you're doing more, liking it more, learning more. Maybe it's a completely different job. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you have a job now and you'd like to have a career a year from now. Whatever it is, you create it. Let go of the limits and just create it. Remember, you'll have a chance to put your resistance down afterwards. But for right now, just create the ideal job or career for you a year from now. Do this now as I'm silent. Time it is. It's time to flip over the paper and write the resistance you had. For the next 30 seconds, write down any resistance you had. Oh, I'll never get that job. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. They'll never hire me. I'll never get that career. Write down any resistance you had. Do this now as I'm silent. Okay, good. So now you have a lot of resistance, don't you? You've written down all the resistance you have to all these categories, but you also have an ideal vision of the future, and you know what the probable future is if you were to continue things the way you've been doing them. Now let's have some fun. Now let's create using the power of astral projection, the power of NLP, the power of the swish pattern, and your power of creative visualization. Let's create. Let's redesign. It's time now for me to introduce you to the swish pattern. The swish pattern is a technique from NLP, as I've explained, that causes a new association. A new association, in this case, with your future. So if I were to have a client come into my office and they wanted to lose weight, for example, and I wanted to use NLP with them, neuro-linguistic programming, and I wanted to specifically use the swish pattern to cause a new association, I would find out how they see themselves a year from now versus how they would ideally see themselves. And generally speaking, their probable future would be an overweight them, and their ideal future would be a slimmer, fitter them. And what I would have them do is imagine the overweight them, and I would have them hold that picture in their minds right in front of them. Just imagine that picture of them overweight right in front of them, which is very easy for them to do because when they come to my office, they are in that situation. They are overweight. It's very easy for them to imagine themselves being in that situation because that's what they see every day. So I would have them imagine that as they close their eyes. And then I would have them imagine that behind that picture of them overweight is the ideal them. And that picture is much bigger. It's 10 feet tall. The picture of them overweight is about a foot tall or a third of a meter. The ideal them is about 10 feet tall or about 3 meters tall. But it's behind that picture of the overweight them, so they're not able to see it. But in the middle of the picture of the overweight them is a hole, and it's like a shutter of a camera. It opens up, it shows them a snapshot of the ideal them, and then it closes. And it continues to do that rapidly. The reason for that is I'm creating a new association. Essentially, I'm saying, see this? Well, now think of this. See this? Well, now think of this. And what they do in their mind, in their subconscious mind, is replace the picture of themselves as being overweight with a picture of themselves as being their ideal self. And it's accomplished by this rapid shutter motion. See this? Think of this. It keeps opening and closing. When it closes, all they see is the overweight them. When it opens, they see the ideal them, and so forth and so on. It keeps repeating until they've replaced their mental image. Well, we're going to use the same technique, you and I. And for this, I want you to be in your astral body. Now remember, there are three ways to go through this program. Number one is to get into your astral body. Number two is to pay attention to the program and the techniques and do them as soon as you have an opportunity. And number three is to just imagine. And imagine is going to come into play when you're actually able to astral project. So number one, being in your astral body is for those who are already astral projecting. Number two is for those who know how to astral project but just aren't doing it right now because they're doing something else. So you'll do it as soon as you can. Number three, imagining, is for those people who have not yet astral projected or are not able to do it at will yet. So whatever the situation may be, I want you now to pause this recording and get into the situation, meaning either in your astral body or ready to take some more notes or ready to imagine. Whatever the situation, I'm going to give you time to prepare. So if you need to stop this recording now, go ahead. And you're listening now, so we're going to continue on with the technique. The first thing that I want you to realize about this technique is that you have eliminated your resistance. How have you done that? By getting it out. It's kind of like taking the trash out of your house. You wrote it down on that paper. You wrote the house resistance down on that one paper. You wrote the car resistance down on the other piece of paper. You wrote the mate resistance down on the third sheet of paper. You've gotten it all out. You've extracted it from your body. So your homework, as soon as you're done listening to this module, is to destroy those pieces of paper. Toss them into a fire, rip them up and toss them into a fire. Whatever you want to do, destroy those pieces of paper. Destroy your resistance. Okay, but that's later. Right now, we're focused on your house. And whether you're in your astral body or planning on doing this later or just imagining, I want you to focus on that future house. And I want you to see your probable house, the probable future house that you imagined. I want you to see it, but not very clearly. I want you to see it very hazy. I want you to see it right in front of you, a picture of it. But remember, we're not focusing on that. That's why I want you to see it hazy. And behind that picture is a much bigger picture of your astrally generated future house. Why is it astrally generated? Because you're doing this in your astral body, ideally, or you're going to in the future. Your astrally generated future house. Now, here is where the true power comes in as we combine this with astral projection. Your astrally generated future house is actually something that I want you to give substance to. I want you, as you focus on it, after this exercise, and I'll tell you when, I want you to give it actual astral substance. We're going to talk about that part after we do the first part, which is the swish pattern. Okay, but for right now, all I want you to do is see your probable future house or home or apartment or condo. I want you to see where you'll probably be living in a year. The one that you imagined already, if you keep doing things the way you've been doing them. That's approximately 1 foot by 1 foot right in front of you. It's about 3 feet in front of you, and the dimensions are 1 foot high and 1 foot wide. So it's about a meter in front of you, and it's about a third of a meter high and a third of a meter wide. Behind that, which you're not seeing right now because it's being blocked by your probable future house, behind that is your astrally generated future house, which is 10 feet high and 10 feet wide. So you can see the outsides of it. You can see the fringes of it, but you're not seeing the whole thing because it's blocked by your probable future house. Okay? So 10 feet high by 10 feet wide would be approximately 3 meters high by 3 meters wide. It's a big picture. You're not seeing it right now, just seeing roughly the edges of it. What you are focused on right now is your probable future house. But in just a moment, I want you to imagine that there's a hole in the center of your probable future house, and it opens up. And when it does, you see your astrally generated future house. And then it closes where you don't see it. All you see is your probable future house. And then it opens again, so you see your astrally generated house only. And then it closes again, so you see your probable future house. And it continues to do this 10 times. So I'm going to be silent. Going to give you 20 seconds to do this. I'm going to be silent for 20 seconds. In this 20 seconds, I want you as quickly as possible, and if you finish before the music's over, that's fine. I want you as quickly as possible to do this procedure. See the dot in the center of the picture of your probable future house. See it open up fully so that all you see is the astrally generated future house, which is your ideal house that you already imagined. Then the shutter closes again, and all you see is your probable future house. You know, the one that's not so great. And then it opens again, and you see the astrally generated future house. And it continues to do this 10 times. 10 times total. So at the end, I want you to leave the shutter open, and all you see is your astrally generated future house. I'm going to be silent for 20 seconds. I'm going to play some music for you. Ready? Go. Good. So now you're left with that picture of your astrally generated future house. Now I want you to give substance to it. Use the particles of the astral world to give substance to it. We're creating now. You're using your creative visualization to actually create. You're creating it using the particles of the astral world. Now, I want you to do that, but I also want you to put it where you want it to be in the three-dimensional world. So it's a fourth-dimensional house that exists in the astral world, being built right now, before your very astral eyes, being built with astral particles. And I want you to put it in the three-dimensional world where it should go. If this is a house that already exists, then it goes in that location, and it looks just like the house that already exists. If it doesn't exist, then it goes where you want it to be. Build that house in the astral world and put it in its three-dimensional location in the three-dimensional world. It's only going to exist in the astral world, but this is how you manifest. Continue building it. Continue bringing particles to it. Build it in as much detail as possible. This is how you manifest in the three-dimensional world, by building it in the fourth dimension. It's going to be a sort of scaffolding, a sort of framework, a sort of placeholder for that house to exist. Every day when you think about that location or when you see that location, you're going to know that your astral house is there, and every time you astral project, you're going to know it's there. And so are other people. And they're also going to know it's yours. You created it. It has your imprint on it. It's only a matter of time until it actually exists and you own it in the three-dimensional world. So continue creating it. I'm going to be silent now for a full minute. I'm going to let you create it. Later on, I want you to come back to this exercise and create it even more fully. Fill it in even more. But for right now, I just want to teach you this technique. So I want you to go ahead and create it using astral particles in as much detail as possible. Continue building as I'm silent for the next minute. You to continue this later, continue adding to this, but for right now, we're going to move on to your ideal car. Same procedure. I want you to imagine your probable future car. If you keep doing things the way you've been doing them, what kind of car will you probably drive a year from now? Okay, just see it rather hazy. And now I want you to see your astrally generated future car. That's the ideal car that you imagined a few moments ago in the other exercise, the ideal car you'd like to have a year from now. Now I want you to put the probable future car out in front of you, 3 feet or 1 meter. And remember, it's a picture that's 1 foot high and 1 foot wide, or a third of a meter high, a third of a meter wide. Behind it is a picture that you don't see, which is 10 feet high and 10 feet wide, your astrally generated car. And I want you to see your astrally generated car in a lot of detail. What color is it? How fast does it go? What's it like inside? What does it feel like to be inside it? All of those things that you just imagined a little while ago. Bring those back now and put them in that picture. Behind it. So right behind the picture of your probable future car is the picture of your astrally generated future car, a big picture. Same procedure. In just a few moments, you're going to imagine a small dot in the center of the probable future car picture. It's going to grow and expand. It's going to get wider and wider until all you see is your astrally generated future car. Then it's going to shrink until all you see is your probable future car. And it's going to continue doing that 10 times total. At the end, all you'll be left with is your astrally generated future car. And then we will begin to add the particles to it to make it real in the astral world, which will make it real in the three-dimensional world eventually. So when I'm silent in just a few moments, I'm going to play some music for you. I want you to do this procedure. Ready? Go. Okay, great. So now you have your astrally generated future car in front of you. That's all you're seeing. And I want you to add astral particles to it, to that picture, so that your visualization becomes real in the fourth dimensional world. Now, realize that as you do this, your fourth dimensional car is not operable. It's not as if it's going to drive in the fourth dimension, just as your four-dimensional house is not operable. The plumbing's not going to work. Electricity is not going to work. These things are placeholders. They are manifestations in the fourth dimension, which will eventually happen in the third dimension because of the power of creative visualization, the power it has to manifest in the third dimensional world. Remember, they're not going to manifest in the same way. It's not as if three-dimensional particles are going to join to form that. This car probably already exists or is going to exist anyway. It just wasn't necessarily going to be yours. But now, because you're focused on it, and I want you to put it where you want it to be as you continue building it with astral particles, put it where you want it to be, in your future garage of your future house, in your garage of your current house, wherever you want it to be, put it there. Continue building it now astrally, putting astral particles into it, building it out. It's a placeholder. It's a beacon. It's something that calls out to the universe to say, three-dimensional world, bring this to them, meaning bring it to you. So continue building it, and later on I want you to even fill it out more. Make it the right color, the shape, everything that you wanted to have. Imagine that going in there. And as you imagine it, it becomes real in the astral world. Okay, good. Now, I want you as homework to continue going through your list. Go through your mate, your bank account slash investments, your type of friends, your job slash career. But realize when you get to things such as people and situations, you're not going to use astral particles for those. In other words, when you get to your ideal mate next, which I want you to do on your own, I don't want you to use astral particles for that because you're not attempting to create a being in the fourth dimension. In fact, we never create entities in the fourth dimension. That's not our realm. That's God's realm. What we are creating is the wonderful idea, the opening in our lives for that mate. So you go through the exercise with the swish pattern, and then when it comes to the creation part, imagine creating an opening in your life. Do you have an opening in your life for the ideal mate? Do you have two nightstands on your bed? If you're single, do you just have one? Well, why not add another one? Why not imagine manifesting another one in the third dimension by using astral particles in the fourth dimension? So you create the things that create an opening in your life for a mate. You imagine the situations happening. You're not creating them out of astral particles. You're imagining those situations happening. You're focusing on them. By doing that, you cause them to happen eventually. Just as if you were to imagine having a great day tomorrow, you're going to cause that to happen, which, by the way, is your homework. I want you to imagine having a great day tomorrow and see what happens. Imagine all the details. You don't need to use astral particles for this, and you don't need to use the swish pattern for this. But I want you to imagine having a great day tomorrow. What does that even mean, having a great day? What does that mean to you? It's different for everyone. For me, it's starting out with a great cup of coffee, having a great breakfast, having a bike ride, at the end of the day, seeing the sun set over the water, ideally from a boat, and then reading something at night as I fall asleep. That's a great day for me. Everything else that happens in that day, that's kind of trivial. But the great day would consist of those things that I just mentioned. So what's your great day? I want you to visualize it as your homework before you go to sleep tonight. Visualize the great day that's going to happen tomorrow and watch what happens. So moving through our list, also as part of your homework, you're going to visualize your bank account and your investments. So you do the swish pattern, ideal bank account, ideal amount of investments that you've already imagined. You do the swish pattern, you know how to do that. And when it comes time to create it, I just want you to focus on those investments. Now here you can use astral particles. In fact, you should for those investments because they're things that you own. Astral particles to create buildings if you want to own buildings in the future or to imprint on them. Let's say, for example, that you want to have investments in the future that are buildings that already exist, but they're not yours right now. You want them to be yours, but they're not. The way you do that, the way you get them to be yours is by creating them in the astral world. Three-dimensional objects don't necessarily exist in the fourth dimension. In fact, it's very rare when a three-dimensional object exists in the fourth dimension. You can create your house in the fourth dimension because you know how to create astrally. But most people haven't done that. Most people have a three-dimensional house, and when you look at it astrally, there's nothing there. Maybe there are some astral structures there that are unrelated to the house, but that's about it. So let's say, for example, there's an investment building that you want to own or an investment house that you want to own, some sort of structure, and it already exists. If it doesn't exist, you know what to do. Just build it astrally and imprint it. Make it yours. By building it astrally, you're going to imprint upon it anyway. So you don't have to worry about the imprinting part. It's going to happen naturally. There's implied ownership when you create something astrally. But let's look at the scenario in which a building exists, but is not yours in the three-dimensional world. All you have to do is create a four-dimensional version of it. It will automatically be imprinted with you. And as you move into the future, it's going to move into your possession in the three-dimensional world. So it becomes as straightforward as that. Let's look at type of friends. Just like when we were looking at mate, we're not creating friends in the astral world out of astral particles. We're not even creating things that look like friends that are just placeholders. I consider that to be a little unusual. I don't believe that that's going to help out at all. But what I do believe will help out, what I have done and what I do practice, is creating, again, openings. Openings for friends. So imagine your future life, your astrally generated future, being an opening for friends. Having the house that's welcoming to friends. And you can do that by adding to your house, which is also part of your homework, to add to your house and your car, to go back and revisit those. But a room where you can entertain, or a few rooms where you can entertain, or having your house located in such a place that it's easy for people to get to. So creating openings in your life. Same thing with job and career. You imagine the ideal job or career, but you create an opening by imagining getting the training you need to get that job or career, by imagining having the interpersonal skills that you will need to get that job or career, or by imagining having your same job or career, but more money. So do your homework and manifest in your life using advanced astral creative visualization, and be an example for others. The next module you have is a programming module. It's a hypnosis module, a titanium level module, which means it has a lot of powerful technology in it. It's going to program you to have the abilities that I'm talking about. So here I'm talking to you about them. I'm training you. I'm giving you techniques, and you're going to practice them. But the next module, the hypnosis module, is going to program your subconscious mind to have those abilities. So listen to this module, use these techniques, and the next module I want you to use for at least a week, allow it to program you at night so that you have the powers of advanced astral creative visualization. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, hoping you have outstanding astral journeys.